Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Should we be looking again at nuclear power as a key solution to the climate crisis in the coming years, with pressure to move away from fossil fuel intensified in the face of worsening impacts of climate change and the war in Ukraine? Well, I'm joined now by Dr. Paul Dorfman, who's visiting fellow at the Science Policy Research Unit in the University of Sussex and member of the Irish Environmental Protection Agency's Radiation Protection Advisory Committee. Also in the studio, Sarah Cullen, who's energy systems engineer and co-founder of 18 for Zero. And you're both welcome. Thank you for being with us today. Paul, to come to you first, this headline on a column that you wrote for the New Statesman a couple of months ago, it said, "Nuclear power is just a slow and expensive distraction." And then you went on to say in your closing remark, "All nuclear can do is make promises it can't keep and fire up the zeitgeist with questionable data." So tell us why you say that.
There are key problems with nuclear. The first is that basically it's very, very late. It takes about 20 years. The UK government says between 13 and 17, but in practice it's about 20 years to put down one nuclear power station. Now, this is far too late for our climate and our energy crisis. And the key point about all of this is our climate is warming. Greenland's glaciers are melting 100 times faster than estimated. Now, this puts coastal nuclear at risk. And as Sir David King, the UK's former chief scientific advisor and long-standing nuclear supporter, says, new nuclear could be very difficult to protect from flooding due to rising seas. Mm-hmm. So the key argument for nuclear is that nuclear would be good for the climate. The problem is nuclear is on the front line of climate, but not in a good way.
OK, so Sarah, then, just going back to what Paul wrote, that all nuclear can do is make promises it can't keep and fire up the zeitgeist with questionable data. And Paul has given us some of the reasons why he believes that is the case. What do you say?
It's really interesting to hear that nuclear can't help us because it takes a while to build. We're not going to stop needing energy. We're actually going to need massive amounts more energy and clean energy going forward. So we can't really afford to write anything off. My position and the position of 18 for Zero, my group, is that we want Ireland to have the cheapest, cleanest, most secure energy mix. And how we achieve that isn't by starting off by selecting our technologies. It's by looking at everything and doing an optimization model that finds the optimal mix and then building those technologies. And that might include nuclear power. And at the moment, we don't do those studies in Ireland, and because there are two legislative bans on nuclear power. So, and those are cited in government studies that should consider nuclear power, like our security of supply report that came out last year. But instead, they say we can't look into it. So this means that we are going in blind into our energy policy. We don't know if we're picking the best route forward. And it's not really about saying nuclear is definitely the best, we should definitely go that way. It's about going, all technologies have risks and have benefits. And it's about weighing those up together in a portfolio and building that.
OK, so Paul, what's the harm in doing that then, in just looking at it as a potential option?
Certainly, there's no harm in doing that at all. You know, that's not a problem. I mean, the point is, of course, is that last year, renewables provided, in terms of all new generation capacity global, worldwide, about 84% new addition capacity was renewables, with nowhere. Recent Oxford University and UCL research says utility-scale renewables are comfortably the cheapest and most effective form of electricity production and CO2 mitigation, with the UCL stating the current favourable UK government policy towards nuclear is becoming increasingly difficult to justify. So the facts are these. Nuclear is about four times more expensive than renewables. Renewables can hack it. There's no question. You ask any professor, they will tell you the same. Nuclear isn't just slow and expensive. it will be within a couple of decades quite dangerous in terms of climate, sea level rise driven storm surge, which will affect coastal nuclear infrastructure.
Sarah Cullen does not agree with that.
Just on the topic of prices. So the conversation for the public about electricity prices can be really confusing, because you'll have people say this technology is cheaper, but and we're building so many renewables, but the cost of our electricity is still going up. How can that be? And I'm on a 100% renewables plan and my cost of electricity is still going up. It's because the cost of electricity is not the same as the cost of building a plant. And the cost of building one solar panel is not comparable to the cost of building a solar farm compared to 1,000 solar farms. When you look at the scale of an entire country's electricity system, it is not accurate to ever say that one technology is cheaper than the other. It's much, much more complicated a discussion than that. Anyone who is saying, I know what the outcome of rigorous studies and optimization models would be, even though they haven't been done yet, either doesn't know what they're talking about, or they're just pushing a technology and they're pushing an agenda, and we shouldn't listen to that. We need to rely on studies and data to get.
Are you saying that's what Paul is doing?
I'm saying Paul is making claims about the cost of renewables that it's not, that there's no data to support for Ireland, and it's not clear that he is considered anything to do with the Irish electricity mix in coming online and talking to Irish people about this.
Okay, I'm sorry, but that's that really is tantamount to misinformation. Now, the point about this is, if you go to the market has fled nuclear. Nobody wants to invest in it. Lazard, the key financial advisory organization, has stated, Lazard states that renewables are a quarter the price of nuclear. To say that there haven't been rigorous studies done is, I'm sorry.
In Ireland, there have been none.
Actually, well, yes.
And the electricity mix for every country needs to be assessed for that country.
Thank you. Just a moment. All of the studies have been done globally, worldwide. Now, if you want to look at where nuclear is going, don't forget the horrible mess across the English Channel, with more than half of France's nuclear fleet offline in 2022. EDF, essentially bankrupt, $64 billion in debt, reporting a record $19 billion loss this year, with exponential radioactive waste and decommissioning costs on the horizon, with an estimated $50 to $100 billion bill for the mandatory reactor safety upgrades. So the point is this. Nuclear is hugely expensive, and if anybody says that there haven't been rigorous studies done to it's completely counterfactual, and that is worrying.
All energy systems are massively expensive, all of them, and it is incredibly complicated to know what the actual cost of electricity will be for a certain system without having modelled it. It's not accurate to say that nuclear is very expensive, so we shouldn't build it, because all energy systems are very expensive. Ireland needs to do a study into whether or not we need nuclear power. And there's two pieces of legislation blocking it. And an issue that I have is with this disingenuous message that building a nuclear power plant is expensive. Therefore, we don't even need to do the Irish-specific models. That's something that we've heard from Eamon Ryan, who is our minister the relevant minister for energy, Paul, over here. He said in the Seanad, which is our Senate, last summer, in a motion that called for solutions to improve our energy security, one of the measures was to look into nuclear power. And he spoke against it and passed an amendment saying that they wouldn't look into nuclear power because, he said, if studies were done, they would show. And it's because they would show that it's too expensive. And it's because of people like you coming on radio and making these claims that's muddying the water. We need to base our discussion on facts and actual studies rather than hand-waving and people from other countries coming in and saying
this is wrong. This is really counterfactual. And also this questions of ad hominems, this discussion about this person, you're accusing me of something. This is appalling behavior. Now, what we're talking about here are are facts. What we're talking about here is what is going on in the world. And yes, there has been a lot of flam for nuclear recently. But take waste. As the former chair of the UK Nuclear Decommissioning Authority recently said, nuclear disposal cost is enormous.
And that's factored into the cost of electricity from nuclear power plants.
Long-term costs required. These considerations sadly receive little attention in current debates about how nuclear generation capacity moves.
That's really strange that it doesn't receive any focus that you're saying. It's costed into the price of electricity.
It's deeply, deeply problematic. And the fact that you're kind of...
What I'm saying is Ireland needs to do our own studies to make our own decisions. It's problematic for you to come in and say...
Just one second, Paul, I just want to establish this because I feel from what you said earlier that you're not opposed to Ireland examining this question. Is that true?
Sorry, yes, the words that come from my mouth actually do come from me. I'm not opposed to anybody examining... You know, whatever situation that one wants to examine, because the reality is, if and when any examination takes place, one can see where things will go. One can see what will happen.
You said earlier that, you know, people who say that renewables won't cut it are wrong, but we can't switch on wind and solar as we need them. And we need backup. We need some sort of reliable energy feed. And the argument, I suppose, that Sarah and others would make is that nuclear might just provide that.
Well, actually, no. This whole discussion about the so-called baseload, the former head of the UK National Grid said baseload is an antiquated concept, which it is. Nuclear isn't just slow and expensive. It's too inflexible to go up and down with the swings of demand, to load follow. And the variability of wind and solar are far more easily integrated into evolving flexible electricity grids. So basically what we're talking about is, are we going forward into the future in terms of the technology that we know can make it and can be put down soon, much cheaper and much quicker to help us with our climate and energy dilemmas? Or will we want to be stuck with something that is, let's face it, a failing and failed 20th century technology?
It is not accurate to say that we know that renewables can do it, renewables alone. And even if it was, we do not know if that is the optimal system. It is incredibly important that our system is the most reliable, the cleanest and the cheapest, and that might include nuclear power. In Ireland, we seriously need to look into that. You stated again that if studies were done, that you can guess which way they go. The issue is the Irish Academy of Engineering have called for studies to be done into it. Engineers Ireland, which is the professional body representing engineers in Ireland, have called for studies to be done into it. The engineering and scientific community are all saying we need to do studies and look into this. And yet you're coming on Irish radio and saying that, well, we know how the studies would pan out.
But Sarah, there isn't the political will there to have studies done because we have the existence of the legislation. And you quoted yourself from Eamon Ryan.
Can I just note that my grandfather was Irish. And you know, my grandfather was Irish. That I also I'm also on the committee of radiation protection in Ireland.
Absolutely, and you're more than entitled to be here, Paul. And we're not disputing that.
Thank you.
So thank you. The political will, Sarah, to come back to that, it's just not there.
Well, the scientific and engineering consensus is that you need to do studies. And I think that this would also be in basic economics as well, before undertaking any massive infrastructure development projects, which the development of our energy system
is. Do you understand why the political will isn't there to do this?
You should do due diligence. There is no one in Ireland coming forward and saying we're going to build a nuclear power plant. And that's actually something that Eamon Ryan cited as a reason for not looking into it. But the issue is the legislation prevents companies from doing that. Companies would assess Ireland and would put together plans to develop nuclear power plants here, but they're prohibited from doing so by the legislation. The legislation needs to be removed first, and then we can have a proper conversation.
But that comes back to the political problem and the political will. The legislation is put in place by politicians.
There's two pieces of legislation that are currently blocking it. One's the Electricity Regulation Act from 1999, and another is the amended Planning Regulation Act from 2001, or Strategic Infrastructure Development. And that bill is so there's a new planning bill being discussed in the Oireachtas, and there's a draft available, and that would repeal that 2001 piece of legislation, which blocks nuclear power. So if that repeals it, and the new piece of legislation is currently being proposed to put in the same ban again. But if that ban goes back in, that's unnecessary.
Sarah, I just want to let Paul in back in before we finish. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. Okay, so the International Energy Agency, World Energy Outlook, concludes that renewables are the most important way to reduce CO2 emissions in the electricity sector.
Yeah, and they might be the entire way in Ireland. We need to study that.
Just allow him to make a point.
I'm sorry, but the tenor of this debate is I mean, you know, this is turning into a bit of a Trumpian rant. Now, the point about this discussion, it's an important discussion about a key issue, both in terms of climate and in terms of energy. Now, there are facts to be disputed, but let's keep it, you know, relatively civil here. Now, in terms of renewables, you know, former UK investment minister says the North Sea wind power will be more valuable to the UK than oil and gas industry, you know, together. There's no one left. There's no energy professor almost in the world left to dispute the fact that net zero heavy lifting will be done by renewables. I mean, it's just as simple as that. Oh,
yeah, there will be a lot of renewables, but there might also be nuclear.
Renewables can't load follow. Is simply flawed.
We've got to leave it there, Paul. I'm sorry to cut across you, but I am very grateful to you both, to Dr. Paul Dorfman and also to Sarah Cullen for being with us. We'll be back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.